Pearl is someone about whom I know very little. I'd like to know...
Pearl had three brothers. Her name was Eckhart.
Yes.
That was her maiden name. She, Mother, and I, and another woman used to play bridge. And Mother was very fond of Pearl, but she didn't like her after she snagged her favourite son.
Me being the favourite son. Would any woman have been objectionable to your mother?
I think so.
There was nothing about Pearl?
No. Pearl was not rich, and Mother just... she was very possessive, as far as I was concerned.
At this point, you were not a baby anymore.
No, of course not. I mean, in 1930, or 32, when I got married,
yes.
I was how old? Let me see. I was 26.
Yes. So you, and yet your mother...
Well, Mother happened, you see, I was the apple of Mother's eye, and nothing was good enough for her son.
Uh-huh.
You see, I think if I had married Diana Spencer, she probably would have been annoyed about it.
No.
She just had her claws into me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I loved Mother, and we got on awfully well, but that was the one thing that she just could not... She could not get used to the fact. It was extraordinary.
She was going to lose you?
No, I don't know what it was. It was an unreasoning possessiveness. Similar to Ellen's father. You know that attitude?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the attitude of Mother.
She didn't feel that way about Eric?
No, she didn't care.
Eric
and she were completely estranged. But he'd been married several times. He had a charming habit of divorcing his wife and then remarrying her. I think he did that several times.
So he'd never been married to anyone but Barbara?
Oh, yes, he'd been married three or four times before then.
So he's been married or divorced six or seven times?
Yes, I imagine so.
Half of those times.
I forgot exactly. I didn't keep track of Eric's matrimonial adventures.
Mm-hmm. So you and he kind of lost?
No, no, we were always friendly. We were never estranged.
Uh-huh. But you didn't... wasn't a lot of contact. He would occasionally visit Cape Town?
No.
Would not visit...
No, I wouldn't visit Johannesburg.
You wouldn't, or you just...
No, I just didn't. I went to Johannesburg in 1960 when I did some shows. I played a couple of weeks of my one-man show in Cape Town, a couple of weeks in Johannesburg, a week in Salisbury, a couple of nights in Bulawayo, and then I came back again here.
So you, in 1938,
mm-hmm.
you went to the U.S.
That's right.
And
as a matter of fact, just after the Munich agreement had been made.
Now, how much earlier than that had Pearl come? I mean,
just a few months before.
Just
a few months before.
I see. And then you decided to come.
Yes, that was an arrangement, and with the idea of going back with her.
With her.
Yes, that's why she left Joan behind. You see, she had no idea that I was going to come over here.
It strikes me that perhaps for those, especially for those times, the idea of a wife going off for 2 months on a vacation independent of her husband's is
no.
slightly...
Oh, no. No, no. After all, it wasn't the Middle Ages, you know.
Well, even for these days, husbands and wives do not generally take 2 or 3 month vacations apart from one another.
Let us assume that Freya had very great friends in London.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
And they asked her, invited her, under particularly glamorous circumstances.
Yes.
After all, Helga's husband was a very wealthy... famous director in Hollywood. I couldn't stand in her way. This was enough. They took their yacht over to Avalon and all over the place, and she met all the movie stars. Wouldn't you allow Freya to go away for a month or two?
Yes, but I would get in on the deal and go myself for a...
Well, I did come back. I did come over afterwards.
So it doesn't bespeak a certain chilliness in your...
No, not necessarily. No, it was such a magnificent opportunity of going to glamorous Hollywood under the most ideal circumstances.
Right.
You know, as the guest of a famous director
yes.
who had a marvelous house in Bel Air on Stone Canyon. Matter of fact, Greer Garson bought his house afterwards. And she had a marvelous time on the yachts, yachting and eating at all the best places.
Yeah.
And I shared in that glamour when I came. Yes.
How long were you... Did you never went back to Cape Town?
Never went back to Cape Town, except on that trip in 1960 when
so
I
you,
did the
you
shows.
Left not only under the quota, but with some of your resources, or you bank accounts, or whatever.
Well, I sold my house in Cape Town and had the money transferred here.
While you were here.
Yes.
You just had.
I had the house sold.
You didn't go back and tie
no.
your
No, no, no. I had an attorney.
So So you were leaving the music school and
yes,
the
I sold
career,
the music school.
I mean, the career in South
yes,
Africa and
yes.
the house.
Yes, remember, I was young enough. I was the same age as you were when you went to Nigeria or to Boston.
Yes.
And you know, you look at the world with quite different eyes at that age, particularly going to a glamorous city like Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You see? Mm-hmm. Where the streets were paved with gold.
Yeah.